Dick Clark with 20 years of rock and roll on Here's to Veterans.
1, 2, 3 o'clock, 4 o'clock, rock. 5, 6, 7 o'clock, 8 o'clock, rock. 9, 10, 11 o'clock, 12 o'clock, rock. We're going to rock around the clock tonight. Put your glad rags on.
Here's to Veterans, a toast from this radio station to former servicemen and women, transcribed by the Veterans Administration in cooperation with the American Federation of Musicians, whose members donate their talents to keep you entertained and informed. Many years ago, people asked Dick Clark, how long can rock last? Well, Dick, what's the answer today?
I have a funny feeling that you probably read that from an album called 20 Years of Rock and Roll, and it's almost self-explanatory. Here we are in the midst of a $2 billion a year music business. Rock is bigger than ever in the 70s, and how well I remember as we go back in the memory file. Let me give you a for instance. We'll take you back to the year 1965. You remember on television you were watching I Spy and Ben Casey and F Troop and what else? Gomer Pyle. It was also the year that Sam the Sham and the Pharaohs recorded this classic, Woolly Bully. Why can't I get you?
Dick Clark on Here's the Veterans, and we're going to dig into that 20 years of rock and roll Buddha album some more right after this word from the Veterans Administration.
Many young people look forward to attending college. You young men and women who have served in America's armed forces will be better prepared financially than many of your classmates. You see, while you were on active duty, you earned benefits under the GI Bill that can help pay your way through college. We all know that the cost of a college education can range from a few hundred dollars to many thousands of dollars. There are public community colleges, state colleges and universities, and, of course, private colleges and universities. You'll have expenses no matter which type you decide to attend. Now, there's where your GI Bill benefits come in. If you're a single veteran attending on a full-time basis, you will get $220 each month you're in college. If you have dependents, your allowance will be higher. And how you spend it is up to you. You plan your own budget. You needn't worry about your VA allowance being stopped if you get a part-time job. The VA does not limit any veteran's ability or desire to earn additional income. Your nearest VA office or service organization representative will give you all the details. Now let's hear more from Dick Clark.
In the middle years of rock and roll in the mid-60s, we called it the English Invasion. Along with the Rolling Stones and the Beatles and so many other English groups, there was one called Them. The lead singer was a young man who in 1967 went off by himself and made a giant hit record called Brown Eyed Girl. His name was Van Morrison.
Hey, where did we go? Days when the rains came. Down And whatever happened, the Tuesday I'm so slow. Gone down the old man with a transistor radio. Standing in the sunlight laughing, hiding behind a rainbow's wall. Slipping and sliding all along the waterfall with you. A brown-eyed girl. We used to sing sha la 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 la. You have grown. Cast my memory back there, Lord. Sometimes I'm overcome thinking about making love in the green grass behind the stadium with you, my brown-eyed girl. You, my brown-eyed girl. Do you remember when we used to sing?
Say, just a reminder, this is Dick Clark. Talking about 20 years of rock and roll is reflected in our Buddha album, and we'll look back into that album right after this word from the Veterans Administration.
Okay, thank you very much, Dick. Let me tell you about another education aid for veterans. As I said earlier, it's okay if you have other sources of income, a part-time job, for instance. One possible source of additional income is the VA's work-study program. It works this way. Once your application is approved at the VA and you're accepted in a college, you're put to work to repay the work-study allowance. Through this work-study program, you can earn up to $250 extra during the school year. You repay it by working for 100 hours, and you may actually work for the VA, helping to process records, or helping other veterans by giving them benefits information and advice. Your work assignment could be part-time at the college you attend. Remember, getting extra help from the work-study program does not reduce your regular GI Bill allowance. Veterans receive those monthly checks regardless of income and no matter where they choose to attend school. Contact your nearest VA office or service organization representative for full details about your education entitlements. Now here again, Dick Clark.
When we produced the 20 Years of Rock and Roll album, we tried to put together a combination of pictures, words, and music that would send you off on your own little nostalgic trip. See if you can figure this year. It was the year that Carole King, John Denver, and Rod Stewart dominated the radio. Jim Morrison died, and the Fillmore East closed. It was the year Curtis Mayfield sang Superfly.
Darkest of night, with the moon shining bright. There's a set going strong, a lot of things going on. The man of the hour has an air of great power. The dudes have envied him for so long. Oh, Superfly. You're gonna make your fortune by and by. But if you lose, don't ask no questions why. The only game you know is do or die. Hard to understand, what a hell of a man. This cat of the slum had a mind, wasn't dumb. But a weakness was shown, cause his hustle was wrong. His mind was his own, but the man lived alone. Ooh, Superfly. You're gonna make your fortune by and by. But if you lose, don't ask no questions why. The only game you know is do or die. Trying to get over.
Superfly with Curtis Mayfield. Did you get that year? It was 1971. Now, if you got that one, I'm going to take you back a little bit further to the year when John Sebastian and a group of his friends put together great music, just classics of rock and roll. The group, of course, was the Lovin' Spoonful. Do you believe in magic?
Do you believe in magic? In a young girl's heart, how the music can free her whenever it starts, and it's magic. I'll tell you about the magic and the free of soul, but it's like trying to tell a stranger about a rock and roll. If you believe in magic, don't bother to choose if it's jug and music or rhythm and blues. Just go and listen, and it'll start with a smile that won't wipe off your face, no matter how hard you try. Your feet start tapping and you can't seem to find how you got there, so just blow your mind.
Two, 3 o'clock, 4 o'clock, rock. 5, 6, 7 o'clock, 8 o'clock, rock. 9, 10, 11 o'clock, 12 o'clock, rock. We're going to rock around the clock tonight.
Well, that's just a little taste of some of the music in our 20 years of rock and roll album, and it certainly has been a pleasure sharing some of the sounds of yesteryear with you. We thank the Veterans Administration for allowing us to join Here's the Veterans. We'll see you the next time. For now, Dick Clark, so long.
Thanks very much, Dick Clark, for your tribute to America's veterans. We'd like to add a special salute to the veterans of Vietnam. We're proud of you and happy you're home. You served your country well, and now the VA is ready to serve you. This radio station has contributed broadcast time in the public interest to this program, transcribed by the Veterans Administration in cooperation with the American Federation of Musicians. They all join me in saying, here's to veterans.
When the chimes ring 5, 6, and 7, we'll be right in 7. Hey, when we're gonna rock around and rock tonight. We're gonna rock, rock, rock till broad daylight. We're gonna rock around the clock tonight. Oh, when it's 8, 9, 10, 11.